have the, in one sense, it just seems to be a particular machlokes. Kayach was interested in kahuna, and it's a personal problem. He was mekana, and he wanted to have what they had, and b'meili did navera, and he was chaylik on Moshe Rabbeinu. So the pashas is that the pashas is simply pashas of one person doing navera, like the miraglim for them, and then so on and so forth. L'maisa, there seems to be a deeper sheirish here, not a particular machlekes, but machlekes in its most sweeping sense. And it's important to understand, I mean, there's a mahalach where you learn up chazal, where you learn up chumish, where anashim gedolim did averis, that they did averis, and it's the same, it's an emotional avera, and it's the same type of avera that we would do, like Chavis Yosef and his brothers, and so on. And we can learn from it a certain Musa Haskell. Then there's another Mahalach where everything is understood in terms of a Machlaikis in Havana, in Seichel, in Tfisa, a Machlaikis in Din. Lemaisa, both halves are true, because if it's a Machlaikis in Halacha, no one ever got punished for being cholik to someone else on halacha. I mean, even if you make a mistake, but it's not. There's no. If the machlokes would be sterile, there's no machlokes. There's no problem with it. If the machlokes is just a simple machlokes of kinna and sinna, and therefore, and there was no sense of justification, mitzad the seichel shebedava, mitzad avana shebedava. That would also, Anashim Gdolim would not be nichshal in a machlokes if there is no, if there's no mokim tos. It has to be both together. There's a shayosh of rainit, and that's why they're called Rishoyim. And B, it expresses itself in a tfisa. It's a certain, it's a ran, it's a rishis that has a certain tfisa that makes sense. V'loy oid, usually the two go together. The sheirish in the sheirish of Ra mitzad the person is it finds itself in a tfisa mitzad the perspective. They go together, and that's why it's bozev limenazer. So the ma'aseh of parsha of Koyach is parsha machlokes, which is pure kina lechura. There was a tremendous oimik in the machlokes, and the problem mitzad their Ra and rishis, and the problem mitzad we understood it is one and the same. I'll try to understand it a little bit. There's a lashon Zayah here. The Zayah says, the Zayah speaks about the machlokes of Korach Vadosai, and the Zayah says that first he speaks about inyanim of Kabbalah, what the machlokes was about the role of Kehuna and Leviyah, which are very different, and they wanted to erase that difference. That's one inyan that he speaks about. Then he says that Korach was chaylik, my machlokes plukta. And it says it was chaylik on shalom, and shalom is shmosha kadosh baruch hu. So betzem they were chaylik on kadosh baruch hu because they were chaylik on shalom. It's mashma that the pshat is when somebody is arguing with someone else and there's no peace, you don't say he's arguing with peace. You say he's arguing with the person. And b'meila there's no peace. Everybody likes peace. Everybody proclaims they want peace. It's just that everybody wants everything for himself, and then there'll be shalom. The Zohar says that he was chaylik on the etzem musig of shalom. Kilo. That's the lashon that he says. He was chaylik on shalom. And since shalom is shmosh kutsha brichu, so we made it a machlokes on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I'd like to understand what that means. Secondly, I'd also like to understand the machlokes that in the tainis that Kaira came around with Talas Shekula Tcheles and Vechulu, the famous. I mean, where was the fallacy? He's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a little tcheles, so tal shekula tcheles is certainly good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a bias and a mezuzah, so if a bias is kula kadosh, it's certainly good. I mean, where was the makom tos? It's on the face of it, it's a very sharp machlokes. And obviously, the machlokes is on himself also. If kol eidu kula kadoshim, so there's no makom for something else. Where was the point that was wrong? Where did he get it wrong? Another makom, not here. There's a Gemara in Brachas, Mishnah. The last Mishnah Brachas says that there were certain inyanim that they were metakin for Eis Lasis Lashem. They saw that certain things became run down. There were certain things that had problems, And b'meila, you're allowed to do something, Rashi says, that looks like a davar asa, to get to something good. L'mosh, in the takana, the brachas of the day, brach Hashem lo'olam amin v'amin, the mino ilam ara ilam, there's a shayla because it's tukim. Different in yonim, where they made takanas that on the face of it, it looks like they're sort of shortchanging something, and but be'etzim, they're doing something, they did something good with it. And that's the het of Eslas Hashem. So let's mishnah brachas. The last thing it says over there is, ve'oid hiskinu shu shayalim b'shem. They were metakin that when people would say hello to each other, they would say Shalom Aleichem, they would use Shem Hashem. K'moy Shenema, Hashem Imochem HaKoytzrim, Hashem Imochem Gibra HaChayil, and so on. So the Mishnah says there was a takana which was not right. To use Shem Hashem callously seems to be, to use Shem Hashem just inappropriately seems to be not right. But Rashi says, it's Shizui Ritzoyne Shakarish Baruch Hu that people should be asking each other Bishleima. And therefore, you're allowed to do something that's near a Davos. That's Lashon Rashi over there. Lachura, the takana was people should ask each other, how are you? It's fine, it's a good takana, it's a nice takana. By adding the Shem Hashem and saying Viskinot Shem Hashem, what does that add over there? And does it make people more inclined? The reason why a person doesn't say Shalom Aleichem to someone else is, A, because he's indifferent, he ignores the person, doesn't like the person, whatever personal reasons are, or the person's just lazy. But, I mean, by saying that you should use Shem Hashem, where over there is there an added spur to saying hello to somebody? It says that Yaakov Avinu, Ve'ikar Kerech Ben Yitzchak Ben Kos Ben Levi, so it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. So it says Rashi was mispalo. Rashi says Yaakov was mispalo that his shmoy that his shmoy should not be miyuchad in machloikis, bekol maltechas kvoidi. That the shame of that Yaakov should not be mentioned on this besoidem otavi nafshi, or bekol maltechas kvoidi, and over here he shouldn't be mentioned. That's what Rashi. Rashi being here, Rashi says over there. The bekol maltechas kvoidi. He said he didn't want it over here. The Pashta, a Pashta reason, one nekud of it is that as far as they have a common sheirish mitzad Yaakov, there wouldn't have been a machlokes. They're all bnei Yaakov, there wouldn't have been a machlokes. But it says, the Sfarim say that in Yaakov's midah of emes, there was no makom for machlokes. Yaakov's midah was emes, tidnem se Yaakov, and in the midah of emes, there's no makom for machlokes. Lechura, that doesn't seem to be the right nekuda. The nekuda is, we're talking about the mid of Shalom. In the mid of Shalom, there's no makom for machlokes. When everybody's peaceful and we're listening to each other nicely, it's fine, there's no machlokes. In the mid of Emes of Yaakov, it's a very nice midah. But Adrab, I mean, where in the mid of Emes is the sheirish that it shouldn't, that there shouldn't be a machlokes? It's strange. I mean, it doesn't seem to be the right mid if anything's the hefech. Emes seems to be misnagdus to Shalom. You know, if something is emes, it means even if it bothers someone else. It says, l'moshel mutal l'shanes mipnei Shalom. You're allowed to distort midas emes for Shalom. So, fakat, emes is a midah that if someone asks you, what do I look like, you tell them, ugly. That's midas emes. And Shalom is, you say, no, you look okay. I mean, it's not the right, it doesn't seem to be the right midah to have taken out over here, because of machlekes. Okay, let's see Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph. It's a very, very choshev Gemara. It's a Gemara that speaks about the Shir Shal Yoyim, the Yoyim of each day. What was each, the Moos of each day? Tanya, Rabbi Yudai Mishra Vakiva, Berisha and Maha Yoyimrim. What was the Shir Shal Yoyim on Sunday? Lashem Ma'aretz Umloya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the entire world and everything. Why? Al Shem Shekona Vehikna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and gave it over to man. In other words, it was Kulev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shalit Boilomai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashem Ha'aretz Umloya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the entire world. And the reason why it says, because there's no Malachim yet, there was nothing in the world but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kulev rules over the world. That's the Mahus of Yom Rishon. V'sheini Mahay Amim. What's the Shosh HaYom of the second day? Godoy Lashem U'mahulol Me'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very big and mehulol me'oid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very praised by a lot. Al Shem Shechilek Maisa, the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu split up the world. On the second day, he split the world between Al Yonim Tachtoinim, between Mayim Al Yonim Mayim Tachtoinim, and and he ruled over them. I don't get it. Where, first of all, God Hashem Hula Ma'oid, what does that tell me about Chilik B'mayis V'Malach Aleihem? You know, Hashem is very big in praise. That has nothing to do with splitting the Mayim Aleihem Mayim Tachtonim. Secondly, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Melech the first day already. It says V'Shalat B'Lomai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was totally singular in the world. There was nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the total absolute ruler of the world. V'Shalat B'Lomai. The second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chilek B'Ma'aseh V'Malach Aleihem. I mean, the Malach Aleihem is left over. Whatever broke apart on the first day and became a little shvacher, there's still something left over. But what's the Malchus that was in Schadish in the second day that you didn't have in the first day? That's a real pella. So, and the second day is this, the second day. It says the Medrash and Bereshis Rabba says that Machloikas was created on the second day, Gehenna was created on the second day, Malachim was created. Second day was an extraordinary shift in the Bria. On the first day is not even called the first day. It's called Yom Echad. It's the day of oneness, of absoluteness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kona Vikne Vishalt Bei Lomoy. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was God Lashem Mehula Ma'oid. That was the metzias of the second day. There's a tremendous chilek ma'isa. The sholit b'olam chilek ma'isa malach aleihem is the transfer of the world from one mahalach to another mahalach, and it needs to be understood because that's the shayrish of all these inyanim be'etzim. Let's try to understand it. It's not an easy nekuda. It's a very difficult nekuda, and it's a very deep nekuda. And in so much, the Maral speaks a lot in a lot of different places about the Pella of the Bria. In other words, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and this shayla of how it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, the kasha is expressed in different ifanim, the tmi is expressed in different ifanim, the major, the lashon that the Maral uses all over, three or four places where he deals with Shaila head on, he speaks about how from a yochid could there come out a ribui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is categorized as being absolute yochid, absolute oneness, and from that yechidus came out a ribui. That's be'etzem the metzias of the Bria. If we to ask, you know, when we speak of the Bria being gashmi and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being ruchni, even the word ruch doesn't, but if we split it that way, the Rambam, if you take a look and you say that Torah, the Rambam also understands Gashmi as being a corollary of Ribui, and Ruchni as being Yechidi. That's his Mahalach. That's a Rambam said that Torah proves it and understands it. Not important. It's too side for this Nekuda. Avol Maisa, the word is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and Nivroim are many. Let's understand it a little bit more edel. When we say the world is many, it's not just the pshat. There's apple trees. There's cats. There's cars. There's rocks. Beseder, many in the sense that there's a lot of things. It's still not the nekuda that we're dealing with over here. The real nekuda of ribui, the kash is not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create many things. The kasha is each thing becomes a different tfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'moshel, you have the Pirkei Shira that you have in the braisa sort of in the back of Big Fat Sidurim. They have Pirkei Shira. They have Behema Tahira Maya Meris, Behema Chaya Tahira Maya Meris, Behema Gasa Tmeya Maya Meris. Every single Nivra has a different Shira. So the Pshat is the Tfisa of a Likus in the Bria takes on a lot of different angles. There's a Tfisa that Behema Chaya Tahira is Tefis. There's a tfisa that Behema Tmeya Gasa is Teufis. There's a tfisa that Malochim are Teufis. The tfisa that Dogim are Teufis. Each one, mitzad, its mitzias, says a shevach to a different Beira Olam, because each one has a different Beira Olam. Each one, mitzad, its mitzias, its tfisa Beira Olam is different. So that means that mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, and klapi, and when we speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Hashem Echad. And when it comes down to the world, every part of the world is saying a different, is not saying Hashem Echad. Every part of the world is saying Yigia Kaper Ketoichal is one Shia. This is another Shia. Every single Nivra Be'emes says a different shir. His whole is the sum total of his whole mitzvahs is a shir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's different than the other one. So you have a ribui chas v'sholom or kaviyachol of elikus elikuyas nebriya. That is the tremendous difference between one and the other. The first day, the difference between a shulton and a malchus, the famous coin everybody says, is that shulton is bal karchai, a shalit is a dictator, a tyrant, someone who forces everything to do his will, and a melech is malchuzi berotz and kibla leim. You have to make a melech, and that's why the malchus is dafka, the am creates the melech and the malchus. That's the difference between malchus and shulton. So everybody stops at that. Good. So malchus is shulton. It means by force, and malach means berotz. Well, like all these things, they take the chiluk in the words from the goyin. That's it. The chiluk is you're talking about a whole different mitzvah. Shlita is the pshat. All you have is a yochid. If a person is shalit on 10 trillion people, but the pshat is he imposed his will on them, so you have one. It's me. It's all me. It's every single thing there is me. Malchus, because everything is mekabel beratzen, so in a doime ratzen shall Reuven, ratzen shall Shimon, ratzen shall Shimon, ratzen of Levi, a person who is strong enough to rule over a million people with an iron hand, it's one gilui. It's a gilui of one inyan, that the person has tremendous koyach, more than anything else, that's the only thing that becomes this gal at that point. If a person is able to be mashpia on a million people, so a million chalakim of that person became this gala, because he was mashpia on Reuven, because he had a nekuda of Reuven. He was mashpia on Shimon because there was a nekuda that he had kesher to Shimon. He was mashpia on Levi because of Levi. The you're talking about two completely different mahalchim. Mitzad the mashpia or the shalit or the melech, you're talking about one mahalach where it's a yochid and all that's nizgala is one nekuda, and everything else is command the lesser dummy, be'etzim. And the second mahalach is fakert, in the riboy rivan of the people that were mekabel the malchus, each one is mekabelit for a different knetch, and each one b'meila is megalad a different malchus. So you have 2 days in the world. On the Yom Rishon, there was a gilui of kol kule HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yochid by lomai, and he was shalit by lomai. Kona v'hikna, Rashi says, kona v'hikna, what do you mean, to who was he maknas? So Rashi says, kona al menas lahaknois. He created everything because he will pass it on at some point. And he was a shalit in the world. There was nothing else in the world. So all was, the only thing that was in Zgal in the world is shiltei. That's all there was in Zgal in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Nivroyim in the picture, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be mechalik his malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to bring the metzias of chiluk into the world. And by the fact that there's different things, means that each thing is mekabel it in a different oifin. And b'meila, you have malchus instead of shilton. And in machleikis, in chiluk, chiluk maisav, you have malach. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up chilukim, there's alyonim and tachtonim, and there's yamin and there's smoil, and there's mizrach and mairiv, and emtsa and soviv, we had different nekudas. There you have room for different mahalchim, and it became now a din mitzad the mekablim, that the mekablim have a mitzias, and they bring out each one a different nekuda. That was what happened. So Yom Sheni Machlekes came to the world means that it's that the mitzias of chiluk and enable this mahalach. If we look at it now backwards, from where we are backwards, it's like this. Our tfisa of the mitzias is chilukim. every single aspect of the Bria has a different tfisa, and every single aspect of the Bria relates to that, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it says in Lashon Chazal, we've mentioned a few times, Nidme lezokin kezokin, zikna b'yayim din, o bachus b'yayim krav, lezokin nidme kezokin, liyonik nidme ke'imoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tfisa of Elikus in the Bria changed kefi each mekabel. That's the mitzvah of the Bria. That's why there's Nevroim, that's the mitzvah of the Bria. But the emes, there's a Gemara Chagiga. It's a very, very deep Chazal. It's in the Perek of Ein Darshim, and it's one of these Chazal where Chazal were megala tefach and mechasa oil me'alomis. But it has a move in a pshat, and Mimela, if it has a move in a pshat, then we have a need to see it. The Gemara says that Arba nichasu l'paradis. There were four that went into paradise, and three of them fell through. And Rabbi Akiva was the only one who was Yotze B'Shalom. So it says Rabbi Akiva told them, "Kshatem Magiyim." I'll say the different. Kshatem Magiyim l'makom avnei shayish tahirim. When you get to a place where there are pure crystal stones, al toimru mayim mayim. Don't say mayim mayim. Don't call it water. Because it says doyveshkaram lo yikon lufanei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't stand people that speak sheker. That's the lashon bar. I mean, you're talking about the Ram Nivushal Oilam, but again, like Chazal brought it into the sugya. There's a mahalach that has a mahalach to pshat for us also. The Ishbitzer says it. The Ishbitzer says when and while a person is oimidan alekus mitzad the bria around, then the person is aiming on the ribu revavis of the different inyanim in the Bria. And it's the right thing to say, Yom Rishon has a shir, Yom Sheni has a shir, Yom Shlish has a shir, Yom Revi has a shir. Everything has a shir. Reuven has a degel, and Shimon has a degel, and Levi has a degel. Each one has different nachla. Everything is choluk in the Bria, and rightfully so. Godel Hashem u'mehulol me'oid. The lashon of the pasuk is, and that's the pshat of the Gemara Shana. Everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of different hilulim in the Bria. That's the meaning of the pasuk over there. And that's true. When a person is misamik in the olam of in Pnimius of Torah, means that a person is beginning to retrace those steps, those diverse nekudas in the Bria, and bring them back to the mokra and to the sheirish. There comes a point in Tfisa where there are no Mayim Al-Yonim and Mayim Tachtoinim. If a person says Mayim Mayim, a double Lashon, that there's Mayim Al-Yonim and Mayim Tachtoinim, then the person is a Devish Karim. At that point, a person is Sheker. At that point, if a person sees still a Chiluk of Al-Yonim and Tachtoinim, then a person is a Devish Karim, and he's a Kaifa Bika. He's Mukatsu Bin Atiyas. And the Mashmos is that those people who went off the Derech was because of that. Because from that point onwards, if a person still sees the Chiluk, then the person is a Devish Karim. It's lacking the mid of Emes, and the person is a Mukatsu Bin Atiyas. It's Kaifa Bika. Let's understand it in this context. The world itself, mitzad, the apparent mitzias, it's a world of machloikis, chiluk, and b'meila machloikis, rightfully so. When the person takes it back to its sheirish, when a person is handling with it mitzad the sheirish, then at there comes a point where it disappears. And it stops being a chiluk in yonim, and it becomes the sheirish of echor again. That's the tefisa, that's emes. The Mishnah says, "Kol machloikas shi l'shem shemayim seifa liskayim, v'kol machloikas shein l'shem shemayim seifa libota." Machloikas that's l'shem shemayim seifa liskayim. Machloikas l'shem shemayim is hill of shamay. Machloikas shlo l'shem shemayim is koyach v'adosay. There's a havana here. The Maral says over there. The Maral speaks, and the Maral is, it's mashma ilu machloikas in shemayim seifel kaim means the machloikas will endure. What does it mean seifel kaim? Just say seifel lasi sholim. One would be made to the other. Seifel kaim, the Maral says, the machloikas will keep on forever. What does it mean? I mean, machlokes in Shemayim Seven Sky means the machlokes will keep on forever. And in fact, it seems almost the opposite. It's counterintuitive. Machlokes in Shemayim will become bottle. At some point, there won't be any machlokes anymore. Like Erech Vados, it just disappeared. But machlokes in Shemayim, they'll keep on arguing. Why? I mean, the Pashas people, most people in the Tais Sefer Hizkayim, they say that Faker, they make peace, they come together. There are 101 pshatim about how things become wonderfully afterwards. I mean, so the morale explains, more or less, along this Indian, a person, when a person has a tfisa in this world, in mitzad, in the normal mitzias, a one-sided tfisa, that's called machlokes shelo l'shem shemayim. In other words, if a person is tofes something without the tfisa of the other thing as well, then the person is wrong be'etzim. Masha ein kein. If a person, you know, it's the havana in our mitzias is only when it's a havana mitzad de ribuy ha'inyarim. For instance, let's take the Shammai and Hillel and explain it. The Mishnah says, why is Shammai, why is Aloch Kehillel Ke Shammai? Because they always mask the words of Shammai. V'loy oid ela shemakdimim divrei Shammai ledivreihem. It means that Hillel's tfisa of their halacha was included Shammai in their tfisa. It wasn't the pshat they saw Dvreihem and that's it. They saw the Divrei Hillel, the Divrei Shammai, and understanding Divrei Shammai, they still understood Divrei Hillel. Shenema Shalom va'emes ohevu. The pshat is the midah of emes is where the person takes into account the one side and understands the other side as well. A person that didn't understand Divrei Shammai and understands Divrei Hillel is not, the halacha would not be kemoisei. He'd be wrong. Because Divrei Hillel kishala atzm are a part of the emes. They're not the entire emes. Understanding Divrei Hillel despite Divrei Shammai is where the emes is. And that's one of the inyanim why we pass like the Bavli over the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi tends to be piskei halachas without the shak of the both studim. The Bavli is the shak of the tire both studim. B'meila, in you deher in every tzad, where it's coming, lafuki, the other tzad. There is no emes mitzad, the tachtoinim of the Bria, mitzad, the mitzias as it is, there is no nikud in the Bria that doesn't include the other tzad as well. So the machlokes of Shammai and Hillel is seifel iskayim because l'netzach netzachim, in order to understand, ich weiß, Tzaras Habas will have to understand Hillel's Shammai's heter and Hillel's Issa. Hillel's Issa would only be if Hillel's Ptur, if you want to call it that way. Hillel's Ptur would be only because having understood Shammai, you understand Hillel. When you weighed both sudden, that's you understood it. That tfisa comes from understanding because in the emes they're one. In the emes, in the shevish hashroshim, there is no makom for chiluk. And b'meila, if a person understands one sad only, so the person understands sheker. Any one sad in the bria as such is a sheker. The emes of any tzad is where mitbeinat studim. This is the elevel divlekim chayim means that when you have both nekudas together, what comes out of it is divlekim chayim. It's the two together. But so mitzad teira, mitzad havana, mitzad tfisa, both in yonim together are the nekud of emes. So you have like this, the metzias in the world of chiluk is the real metzias of the world. That's the emes of the world. And when a person, machlokes is when a person takes just that picture and says, listen, since there are things in the world that are irreconcilable, there's this versus this versus this, and the emes is me, so everything else gets pushed out. It's true on a very dry intellectual oifen, you know, when you're talking about only shittas and day. It's talking, and much more so, on a nafshistika oifen. There are two basic shroshim emotional machlekes, of midas ras machlekes in the world. One is where a person's metzias is a threat to me. He wants this piece of land, I want this piece of land. That's one oifen where a person's chaylik. This person is going to be mekaper my parnasa and vice versa. That's one. A second shayish of machlekes is where people are different be'etzim, and the tev is you can't stand someone that's different. A different personality type. For a person who's very, very organized, a person who's very sporadic, gets on his nerves. A person who's very loud to a person who's very shy gets on his nerves. V'chulu. There's a certain, even without the fact that it definitely, that he's taking something away from me, the whole mitzias is a steer to my mitzias. To me, this is a picture of a gas ruach, and the other person looks at me that way, and b'meila, there's a certain friction mitzad etzim mitzius. The tfisa of understanding the inyan, how it, you know, the tfisa of shalom lies in the understanding of emes. Understanding that mitzad the sheirish inyan, but both those inyanim were true together, and any tfisa that is teifis one chelik of it to the exclusion of the other is wrong be'etzim. It's be'etzim a part of it, and the metzias of emes lies in the shalom. At least in taking like it says on Hill on Shamish Nema emes v'shalom ahevu. They both, you know, emes came together with shalom because mitzad the sheirish ha'inyan, mitzad the emes sheb'inyan, there's be'etzim. It's just a split lamashal, like the sunlight. When it's in its sheirish, it's one color. When it passes through a prism, it turns into seven colors, and each color is very different than the other color. But the sheirish is all of them combined together somehow. And when you look at the different colors, you can't imagine it. But that's the metzias. There was a certain point where the one straight color, one color of light, split into a lot of different colors of light. And b'meila, if you reverse the process, they become one again, and they become the same color. So if you take that same prism and reverse the sides, it takes different colors and it turns into one beam of white. The metzias of the bria is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made tachtonim, and that's a yom sheni. And the tzura that he created tachtonim was that it was chilek ma'isav u'molachalev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made two malachim the bria. The first day is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yochid by Lama, and he's shalit. And that is the sheirish of the bria, and that's the quote-unquote emes of the bria. That's the emes l'amitay. The second day was already a step where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a world of chilukim. He wanted nivroim. And b'meila nivroim, the purpose of nivroim is to create malchus. And in creating malchus, it needed that there be chilukim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chilek olamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put chiluk into the world. Elyonim, tachtonim, yamin, smoil, chesed, gvura. Every single chiluk that we're aware of, every single hefechim that we're aware of, every single pair of hefechim got put into the child. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chilek olamai, put chiluk into it, machlokes into it. What came out of it was a world of malchus, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moilach. There was a lot of ritzoinis in the Bria, each one with his own ratzin, and each one with his own ratzin, they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad his ratzin. The first day, there is no hilul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Aratzom Loya, that's it. There's no makom to be meshabeach, because there's nobody around to be meshabeach. If everything is you, then the pshat is, when a person coerces a tzibur, and everybody writes wonderful things about him, it's me writing about myself. Because I would break this guy's bones if he doesn't write nice things about me, and I'd break this person's bones. So it's better I'm dictating to everybody what to write about me. There's no hilul, there's no ribuy of hilul, and there's no hilul. On the second day, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made chilukim and nivroim yechidim, so b'meila each one became something else, each one became something different, and there's hilul. Godol Hashem u'mehulol me'oid. There's a lot of different hilulim in the Bria. Each one is mahal. Each one says his own shira, and then it was malach. That's where malchus comes in. Let's go back to where kudus we started from. The metzias of Korach was, and again, like we said, in both oifanim, sai mitzad the intellectual nekuda, And Sai Mitzad, the emotional Midas Ross, they work in tandem. When people give rationalizations, they usually fall within what they want. People, one of the Chachmas psychologists to pick up people's sayings, is inadvertent sayings, uncoached sayings, that somehow give over what he has in his mind. A person will argue a point, and the logic of the argument will be a lot of times a reflection of his nafshistik tefis of something. The kalish shekula tcheles sounds like a wonderful argument, but it's not. Mitzad the oilam of mitzvahs, it'll always have to be loven and tcheles. That's the mitzias. Chol and kodesh, the world is split into chol and kodesh, and the tikkun doesn't lie in crowding out the chol and leaving only the kodesh. A person's mafish kol a kri kula is truma. There's no truma. It has to be reishis sheshireh nikarim. I mean, what could be more wonderful than a person takes his entire tvor and says it's all truma, and the Torah says no, it's reishis sheshireh nikarim. Reishis bar lakim is the same reishis sheshireh nikarim. It's a world that the metzias is there's elyonim and tachtonim, and if there's no tachtonim, there's no elyonim. And one comes in contrast to the other. In this world, the tefis of tcheles is only leumas lavan. That's the way it's going to work. And if you're coming with a tiny kule tcheles, is nothing. The same thing with a room full of sfarim. In this world, the metzias is where you have a cheder of chol with a tikkun of a mezuzah kodesh. In the stira of the alyonim tachtonim, in the stira between the mezuzah and the cheder, that's the mokum tfisa of the emes. By crowding one out, the faket, what you're doing is a person. Let's go back to the mashma with the colors. If the person who's the color blue says it can't be that so many colors are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do? We cut out all the other colors and we're left only with blue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only blue. Then the pshat is that there is a kaifa. He's taken a world of chiluk, and he gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's echad by cutting off one branch and saying here's echad. The oifin of understanding the achdus is that within, from all of this machlokes, from the blue and the red and the this and the that, all those in yonim together, oisa shalom bimraimav, v'yasa shalom aleinu kaiso amin. The metzias of shalom is because in the sheirish, pierce the place, there's a makom in the bria where mayim mayim becomes one. And in that makom, that's where the em is to have. We're not holding there, we don't see it, but at least understanding how you get there is the understanding of the tefis of shalom. B'meila, the Baal Tanya is in Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, he speaks about the understanding of after Echa Kameicha. So the understanding of after Echa Kameicha is he says, obviously people are different, and that's a sheirish for chilukim. And we're not talking about the load. I mean, it applies also that oifin. But let's take it at the lowest level. The people fight about a certain thing. I have, and he has, and whatever he has are my cheshmen. And if I would be able to swallow up everything, I'd have everything. You wouldn't, because you have, because he has. That's Akash Baruch Hu made the world that the different chilukim are part of the greater picture. On a more nafshistic level, a person has to understand that even if he's shaykh to one midah, which everybody shaykh to a specific tzura, without the other tzuras, the person himself would not have a mitzias either. The Baal Tanya says the understanding of Echad Kameicha is that in the tzura of Klal Yisrael as a whole, no one chelik exists if the other chelik is not with it. If my creativity would not have a makom without that person's organization, would not have a makom without that person's pushiness, would not have a makom without that person's goodness. The metzias of emes comes somewhere as a sheirish of all those anhagis. And b'meila, without somehow living together with the chilukim, I'd never get to that sheirish. So that's what when the Zoya says that Korach was chilek on Sholem itself, that's the pshat. The takana of Boyaz was that you should be shoyel b'shloim chaveri with Shem Hashem, because that's the hair of being shoyel b'shloim chaveri. Just like it says, ish v'isha shrina shchuya b'nehem, if the shalom b'nehem shchina shchuya b'nehem. The pshat, those words are, it's not a matana toiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if you be sweet, nice to each other, I'm also going to be there. It's when Isha is a chibur, you have Yudkei over there. That's the mitzvahs of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not bezocher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not benekeva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when the zocher and nekeva together in behiburam, in the bria of zocher and nekeva together, and that in the shirish of that chiluk between zocher and nekeva, that's what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it says Yimoche Shmoich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make shalom between them, because it's manefshach. If there is no shalom b'neim, there's no Shem Hashem. And the Mechias Shem Hashem is Betzim the Ksivas Shem Hashem over there. That's and the same thing, the takana to be shoyel b'shloim chaveiro by using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is because that's the tfis of shalom, is that in the kesher between two, that a person taps into something that's above them, that's Shechina. The achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when I dehair the other person and the other person dehairs me. That's where, that's why the hair, so the takana wasn't just, it wasn't an embellishment to be more flowery by being shalom shalom chaveri. By understanding the shela shalom of the other person, that's the hair of it, there's the metzias of that's the godless of being shalom shalom chaveri, and if a person that has it, it gives a person a different dimension of it. To take it down to one or two pratim, the yoneinu. So Korach, when it was chilek on the mitzvahs of shalom itself, like the Zayah says. In other words, he declared the way to do it is push out kahuna completely and let it just be levia, or let it just be kahuna. In other words, he was chilek not on a particular point. It was a machlekes on shalom be'etzim. There is no such thing as coming to grips with different things and declaring that the emes is beyond that point. It's knock out every other color until I just get my mitzvahs. I wanted to hear it in two different places, completely unrelated, but some yes related. The when you speak of rachvas hadas in the world, you say a person is very broad-minded. So it's a compliment. It's a luxury. Most doctors basically only know about the throat. This person likes music also. This person reads history as well. So it's an embellishment on a person's mitzias. He's a very, very good doctor, and he also has interest in this and interest in this and interest in this. It's a very nice thing. It's a luxury. In Torah, rachvas hadas and emes are one and the same. In as much as a person doesn't deher something else, in as much as a person is not oimid. And I mean in the full range of it, then the person is lacking in understanding. Since Torah is Torah's emes, since the halacha is like Hillel, because emes v'asholom ahevu, that means that Hillel understood himself. Hillel understood his tzad, having understood Shammai. There's halacha in a klal and psak. You go baser basroi because they knew the svar kadmonim as well and took him to cheshbon. Hillel made himself a basroi by taking in that cheshbon as well, by taking in the cheshbon of Shammai as well. In as much as a person is open to understanding something different, to understanding with a different deher, and on a lot of different levels, when there's one particular machlokes, when a person is approaching something and tries to see the different stadim of it and try to deher each tzad, and then to come to a conclusion. When a person that has different halakim of Torah, when a person that has different understandings of Torah, the rachvas hadas in Torah is not a luxury, but it's since Torah b'shroshav is emes, and the Torah comes from, it's called Torah's emes, and shalom is the siyum of Torah, shalom is the kli in bracha, that's machzik bracha. So b'meila, although so a person is lacking in Torah, the more narrowly he has it. That's one. And secondly, in understanding people, the person has to understand that the chiluk of the Bria is Betzim. That's the Bria. The tikkun lies not in the fact that any one side, and again, I'm not talking about Ra, I'm not talking about Bet. If somebody has a minikit chaza, that's not, you don't have to hear that also. But within tchunas, within chiluk and maisim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is brought into the Bria of good. But forget this person, a person has to deher the other person's tzad as far as personality goes, as far as atzmius goes, that there is, if he doesn't, the tolerance and the understanding that the world needs this, and the world needs this, and the world needs this, and I only have this, I only have myself, every person has his self. If a person doesn't deher the need for other, then faket, then he's a bal machloikis. I mean, he might coexist with the other person, but that's not understanding. Shalom means understanding that there's a makom faket where I'm only part of the picture, he's only part of the picture, that's only part of the picture. So I want to finish. It's a dava niflad ma'oit. I mean, when you see the niflos of Torah, this parsha of Godel Hashem mechulol ma'oit of Yom Teshevach of Yom Sheni. The godless of Yom Sheni, how Yom Rishon turned Yom Sheni, and the different Hilulim, there's an author to that perek. It says Shir Mizma Levnei Koirach. That's the Shir of Bnei Koirach. Those people that went with Koirach and lifted themselves, in other words, they deherred the emes. In other words, the Koirach sank to the bottom. He stayed with the Chilukim, and that's it. And the people who were able to see the Yom Rishon Yom Sheni were the Bnei Koirach. That's the Bnei Koirach. The hemshech of it, in other words, the makom toiv that came out of it was that they were that they deherred the God Lashem Mehul Moed that lies in the Ribur Abriya, and they deherred it as a hemshech of the